Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting second. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Juan Samuel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Keith Miller. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jeff Conine. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting ninth. The shortstop, David Howard. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Luis Aquino. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Esteban Beltre. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Kirk McCaskill. And now, play ball. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with McCaskill covering, for the out. One out. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Joyner takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beltre fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beltre fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Miller. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Thomas hits a ball on the ground for a single. Raines moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Miller scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Miller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Conine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaskill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua hits a line drive off the glove of Jeffries, and into shallow left field. Pasqua reaches second base with a double. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beltre hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aquino fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs misplays the ball. That's an error on Sachs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Howard bunts in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to second. 1 out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Fisk for a passed ball. McRae moves to third. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Joyner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Joyner hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sachs is 0 for 1 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raines moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive for a single. Raines scores. Bell moves to second. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane strikes out. 1 out. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Samuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Samuel hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beltre is 0 for 1 in the game. Beltre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conine is 0 for 1 in the game. Conine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beltre scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae strikes out. Two outs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 0 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beltre fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a line drive beyond second. Sachs can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Howard moves to third. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Joyner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sachs is 0 for 2 in the game. Sachs hits a fly ball into left field. Conine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Raines hits a pop-up towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. George Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett strikes out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Samuel is 0 for 2 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, and throws to first. and he throws it away. That's an error on Ventura. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive beyond second. Sachs can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Samuel moves to second. Jeff Conine batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Conine is 0 for 2 in the game. Conine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Samuel moves to third. Miller moves to second. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive beyond first. Thomas can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Samuel scores. Miller scores. Conine moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's Royals, 3, White Sox, 3. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Magnant now pitching. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pasqua is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pasqua hits a line drive into right field. Samuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joyner hits a line drive for a single. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 3 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beltre scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Meacham now pitching. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beltre is 0 for 2 in the game. Beltre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sachs is 0 for 3 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meacham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-3 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sacks can't make a play. That's a base hit. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Samuel moves to second. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller is hit by the pitch. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Conine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Conine hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Samuel moves to third. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McRae takes first base on ball four. Miller moves to second. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sacks fields it and throws to second for the out. Samuel scores. Miller moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Royals. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sacks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Koslofsky now playing left field. Gary Thurman now playing right field. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joey Cora pinch runs for George Bell. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pasqua is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pasqua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Joyner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sacks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Brett is 0-for-4 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McFarlane is 0-for-4 in the game. McFarlane hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. Dale Sveum pinch hits for Esteban Beltre. Ron Karkovice pinch runs for Carlton Fisk. Dale Sveum is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sveum strikes out. 1 out. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sax is 0 for 4 in the game. Sax hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson moves to third. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.